Hi, Mark Thomas here, bringing you some more encouraging words during this pick your choice, shelter in place, quarantine, or lockdown. I hope that none of you are relating to the last choice. One thing I think we could all agree on is that this time is requiring of us change. Maybe it's homeschooling kids, working from home, or signing into a Zoom meeting. It seems like we're all having to change something. In our former normal days, my wife Donna and I were generally able to do a lot of good things. Bible reading, journaling, centering prayer. We developed very good methods of pursuing these spiritual disciplines that we'd taken to calling spiritual practices. We realized that although we'd changed what we were calling disciplines to practices, we discovered that we still thought of them as disciplines. We approached our disciplines much like David Carradine approached his training in the 1970s TV drama Kung Fu. We approached our disciplines like he did that hot metal grill he would pick up with his bare wrists. Ow! They could hurt. Now, that might be a slight exaggeration, but I trust you get the picture. Luckily for us, Donna and I are learning how to paint, to do paintings now. We took a class from the junior college for about a year, but we are more or less self-taught. And as we practice painting, we are discovering the true meaning of the word. Because when we try and paint a tree, for example, we'll have to try a few dry runs, maybe a few different brushes, blend some colors to see if we can come up with something that is ultimately pleasing to look at. Practicing in art means that we can't be tied to just one thing. We'd never learn how to paint if we stopped at lesson one. Can you imagine going up and saying, "Oh, my, isn't Mark so talented? He paints squares so very well." No, that's not what I'm called to do as a person who feels that God has called him to paint. I've got to change the color, the brush stroke, blend the colors, work the thicknesses, the proportion. Know when to stop painting. It's an ongoing series of changes. Yet out of these changes, beautiful art springs forth. So in this time, Donna and I have decided to put the practice into our spiritual practices. Donna's changed from a devotion to a devotional from our daily Bible reading. Our journaling time, that was a regimented morning practice, pretty much is now whenever we feel moved to write. We even took out the daily demand, but because we're so enthused by what we're writing more and writing every day. Donna and I have been doing Christian meditation called Centering Prayer since about October 2018. We have an alert at 11:40 a.m. on my cell phone that tells us we'll begin a 15-minute centering prayer session in 5 minutes. Discipline. I told my daughter the other day that the only regular thing about our centering prayer schedule now is that the 11:40 alarm still goes off on my phone. Our meditation times have varied greatly, and again, without the discipline, but rather the practice, we have been doing it daily, at times unscripted, and have been really enjoying it. So my encouraging words to you today are to let go of the disciplines and open yourself up to the concept of practice. It means you can let go of the demands that may creep into long-established patterns and see what new things God has for you as you practice your God-centered activities. Jesus said in Luke 8:21, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. Not those who are perfect, but those who practice." And the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." This is a great time for us to practice. No pressure, no expectations. Just letting go of all the designs our mind can stir up, and simply rest and be present with the God who made us and loves each of us dearly.